Unit 5, Lesson 2, Exercise 1, page 42. Listen and then read the rest of the interview with Grandma Behahi.
Please tell us what you used to have for breakfast, Grandma.
Every day before sunset, my father used to give my mother the necessary amount of millet. The women used to wash this in a calabash at the river in the evening, and then pound it the following morning at dawn. We had no alarm clocks in those days. The cock in the farmyard used to wake us up.
And what happened after the millet had been pounded?
After it had been pounded, it was crushed to get a soft flour, which smelled so nice. After that, handfuls of water were added to the flour, and it was rolled into little balls. Finally, the little balls were cooked to make a porridge, the famous moni porridge. I still remember that taste.
And there was no bread, no milk?
There was no bread, no butter, and no chocolate either. But we had fresh milk, or sour milk, with the moni porridge. As we didn't use sugar, our mothers used to add some honey to the porridge.
What did you used to have for lunch? Rice and fish?
Sometimes. But it was cooked differently, in banana leaves. We didn't use gas cookers, which cook the food too fast.
How did you prepare your meals then?
Over a fire. After we had bought some fresh fish from the fishermen, we boiled it with vegetables over the fire. The vegetables were picked from the little gardens we cultivated behind the huts in the compound.
But you didn't have any dessert after your meals, Grandma, did you?
What for? After we had had a delicious mashed taro with plenty of mushrooms, there was no need for fruit. We ate fruit when we were hungry on the farms. That's when the meals were not ready yet.
Grandma, did you also have spaghetti for dinner?
No. We had pounded plantains with bushmeat, boiled yams and red oil and fresh vegetables.
So everything you ate was fresh. I think that is what makes people from your village look so fit and healthy.
Yes, I think so. Fresh and natural food is the best.